and just take a few moments with your eyes closed to just check on how comfortable you're feeling, knowing that over the next few minutes you're free to move around in order to make yourself even more comfortable. Because you might find that each and every time you listen to this, your unconscious mind becomes even better at helping you to follow that path with my voice in the background that leads you down to a nice, relaxing feeling that just means your mind can be open to hearing whatever can be most useful each and every time that helps you with what it is that you most need now. Because Christmas can be a challenging time of year for many reasons. A moment in the year when everything seems to stop, and yet, if you've been working so hard towards a goal, and suddenly find yourself surrounded by all the excesses that Christmas often brings, it can take a different kind of effort to keep going, to maintain within yourself whatever you need to continue your progress. And neither of us can know yet what that will be that you'll find by listening to my voice, or how exactly you find things being different, because there are so many things about Christmas to be enjoyed other than the things you eat and drink. And it could be that this time you find your focus being on those things so much more that it's easy to stay within your limits, to be able to just move through Christmas looking forward to the new year, when you can really resume going in the direction you want to go. Christmas just a pause, a time to rest, a time to gather your energy, and a time to really prepare for all the things you want to launch into for the new year. That means that while you're enjoying this pause, while everything around you can be something that you pay attention to, savour and enjoy, how the food you eat and the drink you drink can still be things you have control over, simply by savouring even more every bite you take, every sip, something that you really take the maximum enjoyment out of. A happy part of the background to your enjoyment. A minor accompaniment of the many things that make this Christmas special. So it might surprise you sometimes just how much fuller you feel, so much sooner than you might have expected. How you really become sensitive to the signs from your body that you've had enough to eat. Enough for you to be in that state of readiness for the new year where you can launch right into everything that you're aiming towards. So that when you see the food on your plate, however much of it is you find yourself leaving is the perfect amount for it to be. A sign to you of what it is you're keeping on track for. Because you can do this. And sometimes it might make you smile when you see the reaction of other people around you as they fully enjoy their excesses. You can be fully enjoying your limits. The discipline of it. Because if you take yourself out after Christmas and look back on the enjoyment you've gained from the simple things, from the savouring of the simple things, how you can realise that the position you're in at the beginning of the year is so much better than those around you. How the resolutions that you make actually build upon what you've already been able to maintain during the Christmas period. Not something that you have to go back and begin all over again. So, whatever would be the image that comes to your mind that keeps you on track, most powerfully, at the moment when you might succumb to temptation, when you might be pushed into drinking or eating more than you might want, whatever might be the image that comes to your mind that stops you, whether it's the same thing each time or whether it's different, it really doesn't matter. Just something that comes to your mind in a way that leaves you feeling in control. You know the feeling you have of being satisfied with the decision you've made. That sense of having done well. How powerfully that feeling can come to you each and every time you resist temptation. Enjoying everything fully in small amounts. Savoring everything about Christmas that's worth remembering. Because if you were to think back to past Christmases, it's not usually the excesses that make them memorable. It's the connections with people, maybe nature, the experiences that you have. A mince pie is quickly forgotten once it's eaten, but the experiences you focus on over Christmas can last a lifetime, keeping your body in balance ready for you to launch into the new year in the way that you want to. And because of that, you could find your ability to relax over Christmas, to recover, to replenish, increases with your feeling of control. That the more you're feeling that you're choosing what to eat or not eat, or drink, the more that reflects on the things around you that once in the past might have challenged you, somehow just passing by. Almost as if your unconscious is choosing to, not to be challenged, just to let things pass by. Too intent on relaxing, on making the most of the moment to let anything bother you. Making it a memorable Christmas that leads the way to a memorable New Year. Resolving to make it what you want to be. So that if you were to go out to a point in the future to see yourself next year, how you want to be, clearly see yourself, showing your unconscious mind what you want to achieve to help it guide you in your choices, in the good decisions you make, decisions you might expect, but some that may surprise you, because so often things like this become symbols of something greater. So we can both wonder where the control you find within yourself at Christmas leads you. So that all I really need to do now is to give your unconscious mind the time to take from this whatever will help you most on this occasion by counting from 1 to 5. So on the count of 1, you can just be aware of your feelings. On the count of 2, just keep them as you notice the weight of your heavy fingers returning to normal on the count of 3. Taking a few deep breaths on the count of 4. Ready to come back into the room to carry on with your day after the count of 5.